Neeson and Son Landscaping.
Hey, this is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. Is Jake available?
No, he's not.
Okay. Do you happen to know when's a good time to get a hold of Jake, or is he...
Not at this, at this number, there isn't one. There's not a good time. He's not at this number.
Oh, he's not at this number? Is this the office number, though, right?
This is his office number, but all I can do here is take a message and have him call you back.
Yeah, we can do that, definitely.
Okay.
Again, my name is Nico. That's N-I-K-O. And I was calling with the Bank of Cardiff. And Cardiff is spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank Frank. So it's like car and then different. And my direct line's 858-779-0432. Can you just let them know I was in contact with you guys a couple quarters ago? We do equipment financing and working capital. I just wanted to circle back towards the end of the year and see if you had any plans or projects coming up that might need financing.
I don't, I do a lot of the bidding and stuff here in the office. Actually, most all of it. And I, when he's out looking and to buy new equipment, he always comes in and talks things over. So I don't think there is, but I will relay the message to him.
Right. Did you guys recently bring something on this year? Is that why you kind of might not be as much in the market currently?
Bring on something?
Like new pieces of equipment.
No, not really. He's pretty well set with his, the equipment that he has. He's pretty well extended to the point where, I just don't know of anything new that he's purchasing.
Okay, and hey, that's not a problem. I understand that. If he has a wide variety of things that he's already got to his disposal, if he's looking to bring something on, that's great. If he's not, that's totally fine. We understand that. We also do capital loans, too. So if he had a project coming up where he needs the additional funds for it, we can help out in getting cash to the business as well. So that's maybe an option if he discussed something with you, or if you know of anything along those lines.
I'll make mention to him and let him know, Nico, if that's that's available through your company.
Yeah. We do both the equipment loans as well as cash loans. So, we understand over here, financing is not always at the top of somebody's priority list. But if the time is coming or when, the need is available, we're there to help out, especially if you're not trying to use up, a line of credit or anything like that. Or if you want to save your bank, the money that's in the bank account right now, you kind of want to borrow money instead. You never know what's going to happen, especially...
What's the borrowing rate at right now?
It depends on the program itself. So are you talking more of equipment or are you talking about the capital?
Well, I guess either one of them. The equipment you've got. Both of them you're signing against the company too, I'm sure. But I was just wondering if there's a standard rate that's, for equipment loans, or if there's a standard rate for cash loan or business loan to make ends meet at certain times.
Right, and that's a good question. The best way that I can explain it on our end here is, let's take, for example, our equipment loan. Obviously, you're familiar with equipment financing, I would assume so. If you think of it like your traditional car loan, 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments, and then our rates usually start in the mid-single digits, and we either move up or down, and it really just depends on a few factors. Take a look at credit, take a look at the cash flow of the business, and we take a look at projected sales. There's a multitude of different factors, but usually for equipment starts in the mid-single digits. It can go up or down, but it also depends on exactly what you're looking to do, what type of industry you guys are in. There's a lot of factors that play into it. I'm not necessarily on the credit side of things. We have a whole underwriting department that kind of deals with it, but that's the general sense of what I can give to you for equipment. In regards to the capital side, so it's called working capital. Are you familiar with working capital? Have you heard of working capital loans?
Yep. We run into it sometimes in the spring when we're starting out of the chute, and of course everybody still wants their money and the paychecks and all that, and if there's no money coming in, then you've got to get it from somewhere to pay your people. So.
And that's yep. That's like exactly what it is. It's a short-term based cash loan, essentially. Usually what we do is we have the terms available for anywhere from 3 to 3 years. Usually the most average that I see for businesses is around 12 months, 12 to 14 months, with varied payment schedules. But the interest rates usually depend, again, on the use of funds. And since it's unsecured cash, which makes it a much more different type of a program than your typical loan that's secured to something such as the equipment financing, it tends to be a little bit more expensive. But sometimes we start off at around 10 cents on the dollar and then go up or down, just depending on the use of funds, really. Because if you have it where you're using it for a project that's going to have a return on investment that's more than that, then obviously it makes sense to go for it and use it. But we definitely work with our clients in regards to getting them on a program that doesn't cost them an arm and a leg, honestly. And it's supposed to fit the business and fit what the use of funds is for. So whether that's setting you up on a term that you guys want that's 18 months, we'll shoot for 18 months. For $50,000 that you need, we'll shoot for the $50,000 that you need. And it's cool because it's not like a line of credit, actually. And obviously you're familiar with the line of credit. Everybody is, right? Every business is. We don't base it off of credit. We base it off of sales. So the company's net sales, we're able to get more cash to you guys because we're able to free up 10 to 15% of that. So for example, if you had $1 million in net sales last year, we can free up 100 to 150,000 of unsecured cash to use for the business. And you get to choose how much you want to use. You don't need to take the full amount. That's the nice part about it. We get you an approval for 150, you only need 60,000. You only pay on the 60,000 and there you go. You still have 110,000 left over if you wanted to pull out the rest. So it's really cool, actually. And I can actually get rates and terms and everything available to you, like real numbers through our application process. But if it is something that is of interest to you guys, I'm sure if you were to go and kind of talk to Jake and see if, you know, you're looking to do something maybe in the future.
Well,
or if
he could also be dealing with his accountant if he got to that point that does all the financial end of the business too, more so than me as the, you know, the takeoff estimator. But so I mean, if this were to come around, that's where you'd be with is, you know, a man called Gary and Jake would handle that together. But
and what was your name? I actually didn't catch your name.
My name's Jim.
So Jim, the cool part about it is too is once we get you guys like an answer, if you do decide to go through the application process, which is free, by the way, it doesn't cost anything. The least you do is get an answer. We can lay out terms and rates, and if you guys don't like it, we can shake hands, walk away, do business another time. Or if you like it, we can shake hands and do business. So it's honestly, it's not like a risk at all to see what we can do for you guys.
Are you based out of?
So I'm over here on the San Diego, the West Coast office, but we work nationally. So we deal with all types of businesses, business owners, all across the nation.
Wow. It's, yeah. I can just let you know that Jake's a hard guy to even get into, so.
But, hey, well, yeah, you're dealing with a Greek over here. We're tough to ourselves, so. From one hard head to another, I guess, right?
Yep.
Okay, Jim, what if I do this? Can I email you my contact information? It'll kind of give a rundown, too, of the programs itself, and you can check us out online as well, if that makes things more simple.
Sure.
Oh,
my email address is jhmillar, so jhmillar at tdstomdavidsam.net.
Okay, I'll be sure to put something together, shoot it over your way soon. I mean, it sounds almost like you guys might have something coming up that is a pretty big project.
I cannot even go there.
Not a problem. It's worth asking, you know, never know. Yep. Okay, well, if you talk to Jake about it and see if maybe he is interested, if you guys need some extra cash for the business, at least we can see what we can do for you and see if Jake is interested, whether that's for equipment or for the financing for cash.
Sure.
All right, Jim. I'll shoot that email over to you. It was good talking to you, man.
Okay, you too, Nico.
All right, you take care.
Okay.
Yep. All right, bye.